Hello, Rob DiStefano.
Hello, Terry Green.
We're talking with Rob DiStefano today. He's from New Jersey, and we're going to find out a little bit more about Rob and his traditional bow hunting. Rob, you want to tell us a little bit about yourself overall?
I've been involved in archery for quite some time now. Started with my dad back in 1955 and was heavily into target archery for a long time. And with the club that I had formed way back in 1964, we started getting together going on hunts up into the southern region of Westchester County in New York. And we do it together as a group, or two people at a time, and we had some great times, mostly hunting in the apple orchards where most of the farmers there had problems with deer, so we were actually the good guys in this case. And that's where I got my first deer.
All right. Did you hunt anything up there besides deer?
We'd go for small game, and that's about it. I mean, you're talking, you know, the Northeast. I mean, there are some bear around, but other than that, ain't much else. Certainly don't have any good hogs.
All right. How about any heroes or role models? You say your dad got you started, so I guess he's probably one.
Yep.
Any others that helped you along the way?
No, it isn't a particularly sport where you know, it isn't like baseball or football where you got lots of people involved in it. In fact, back then, everything was mostly about guns. And so getting to know more about traditional archery was something you had to kind of like do on your own. You had to kind of like ferret out people and find people who were involved and interested, and people that you could learn from. So I did a lot of my learning from reading stuff from, you know, the legends of the time, the Howard Hills, the Fred Bears, reading the Bow and Arrow magazine, the archery magazines, and just trying to get information from there.
So your dad was a bow hunter, and he's the one that got you started?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah.
And what was his name?
Frank.
Frank DiStefano.
Yep.
All right, do you have any favorite memories or kills that stand out?
First one was in an apple orchard, Salinger's Apple Orchard. And I remember it quite clearly. It was a beautiful fall morning. It was a little bit nippy. I was up in a tree stand, and doe come along and drew back, let go. She was gone. That was it. That was a real thrill. That was an absolute thrill. Really enjoyed it.
Can you tell us a bit about your preferred hunting combinations? Bows, arrows, broadheads?
Sure. Started off with recurves, like everybody else did. And after a few years, I hooked up with a guy who was building longbows. He was building self-bows. And I got to learn to use a lemonwood bow, longbow. We're talking real longbows. We're talking, you know, 6-foot longbows. And so I got a real good appreciation for longbows, and I got to shoot them quite a bit. Nothing with glass in them, just self-bows. And it gave me appreciation for how tough it was to learn how to use those things. And then still stuck with the recurve. Did a lot of target shooting with recurves. Basically, I used a Hoyt. I was a big Hoyt fan for both my hunting bow and my target bows. And then got involved in compounds, because everybody did at the time. It was like the up-and-coming thing. And did that for quite a number of years, and even competed with compounds. I hunted with compounds, but didn't really kill anything worth mentioning. Then I got back into recurves because the compounds were just too damn technical and just too mechanical. There was a romance and aesthetic that was lost from shooting bows and arrows. And that's when more and more of the glass longbows started being produced, straight bows, the hill bows, and started getting back into longbows. And my preference is still longbows. To me, that's just what archery is all about, a good longbow. So I do use them. I was using wood for the longest time until I realized that carbon is the way to go for me. I mean, it just takes a lot of the guesswork factor out of archery and out of bow hunting. As far as broadheads are concerned, I'd always use Ace broadheads, the Wickies from way back when, Bear Razor heads. These days, I really like those Wenzel Woodsmans.
Yeah. Is there any piece of advice you could give a new hunter to help him along in his adventures?
Well, there's a separation, I believe, between hunting and shooting, and you need to master both. And you've got to understand your weapon. You've got to learn how to use your weapon properly, efficiently, and consistently. And you need to be a good shot, a reasonably good shot. And hunting is a different story. Hunting is about tracking and learning where to be and what to do. And then the big goal is to learn both as proficiently as you can and merge the two together, and then you can begin hunting.
And what's your favorite animal to hunt nowadays?
Hogs. I love hogs.
It doesn't take
I wish there were hogs up in the Northeast. It looks like I'm going to have to move.
Yeah, it doesn't take too many hog experiences to sway one.
Oh, no, they are a trip.
Do you have a certain method of hunting? You tree stand, stalking, still hunting?
It doesn't really matter. Whatever is needed for the game that's being hunted. Certainly a tree stand is an advantage. And I think that is a way to go if you can. But if I had my druthers and my preferences, I really like still hunting a lot. I really like ambushing animals.
Do you have any bow hunting goals or plans for the future?
Hunt as much as I can.
That's a good answer. Where's the one place you would really love to hunt that you haven't hunted?
That I haven't hunted. That's a tough one because I've been fortunate to be able to hunt in a few different locations of the country. And so I don't really know how to answer that other than to say probably somewhere in the Northwest. That would probably be a pretty good place to hunt for something I've never hunted, which is elk.
All right. Well, that's very interesting. I know you make your own strings, and you've made a few quivers. Do you make any other gear?
Tabs for myself. I like shooting tabs a lot. I've never been a fan of gloves, although I keep trying them out. I'd like to like them. And, you know, I make up arrows, quivers. I'd love to make bows, but I don't have the time for that these days.
Well, all right. Well, it was good talking to you, and I'm sure the track gang members will enjoy learning a little bit more about you. And hopefully we'll get together soon, and we'll chase some hogs again. What do you say?
You betcha. Thanks, partner. Appreciate
it. You take care.
You too. Bye.
See
ya.